From its beginning 12 years ago, the University of Kansas City has regarded itself as a living institution of learning in a dynamic society, a center of intellectual and cultural life where knowledge is collected and preserved and where trained minds advance the arts and sciences. The university has always endeavored to share with this community the facilities of its resources and the services of its members, to the end that the total intellectual, cultural, business, industrial, and professional life of this region of America may be deepened and intensified. It is therefore a special privilege for the university as it celebrates the 50th anniversary of the founding of its School of Law to join with the Merchants Association of Kansas City in welcoming home the President of the United States, an alumnus of that School of Law, on this, his first return since he was selected, elevated to the highest post the people of this country can bestow on one of its citizens.
President Decker, upon the recommendation of the faculty of the University of Kansas City, I present for the degree of Bachelor of Laws, Doctor of Laws, Harry S. Truman, President of the United States.
Called to the high office of the Presidency of the United States in an unprecedented moment of history, you, Mr. President, have quietly but surely brought confidence to our people here at home and inspired faith in people throughout the world in the continued leadership of our country in promoting universal law and order, freedom and goodwill, material and spiritual well-being. As a distinguished native son, as an eminent alumnus of this university, as a friend of peace, and as a good neighbor to all the world, you bring to us the privilege of conferring upon you the first honorary degree awarded by this university. Upon the recommendation of the faculty, and by virtue of the authority vested in the Board of Trustees and by them delegated to me, I confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws, admitting you to all the rights and privileges pertaining to this degree, in token of which I hand you this diploma, signed and sealed with the seal of the corporation, and direct that you be invested with the hood appropriate to this degree.
you.
Thank you very much. Mr. President, members of the faculty, the Board of Trustees, the University of Kansas City, I can't tell you how very much I appreciate this first honorary degree which you've conferred. I appreciate it more than I can tell you. I've been overwhelmed since I've been back in Jackson County to find out just what kind of a fella I am. You've been exceedingly kind to me. You've absolutely disproved that maxim that a prophet is not without honor save in his own country. You certainly have honored me with everything possible. I hope I can deserve it. I have a tremendous task. One that I dare not look too closely to understand, for the simple reason that it's one that no man can do by himself. I must have the wholehearted and unqualified support of the country to win the Japanese war and then to win a peace. And there's one thing we must learn. It's been a most difficult task for us to learn it. And that is that it is absolutely necessary for the greatest republic that the sun has ever shone upon to live with the world as a whole and not by itself. It's difficult for us to appreciate the age in which we live. It's an attempt to an adjustment in this age that has brought about this terrible disaster through which we've just passed with the European situation and through which we are now passing in the Pacific. Night before last, I arrived in Salt Lake City, Utah. At 10 p.m. from San Francisco, which I had left on the same time schedule at 8 p.m. I left Salt Lake City the next morning after breakfast, and oh, what a breakfast that was, and arrived in Kansas City, Missouri in exactly 3 hours and a half. My grandfather made that trip time and again from 1846 to 1854, and then again from 1864 to 1870. And when he made that trip, it took him exactly 3 months to go and 3 months to come back. That is the age in which we live. The time is coming when that trip, in my opinion, will be made in an hour and a half instead of 3 hours and a half. The time is coming when we'll be transporting the freight of the world and the express of the world and the mail of the world on a schedule that'll be almost up with the travel which the sun makes, which the earth in its turn carries the sun around. We must become adjusted to that situation. No further. From here to Salt Lake City and from Salt Lake City to San Francisco, than it was from here to Lone Jack in eastern Jackson County when we used to go to the picnics down there on the 16th of August to celebrate the beginning of the Democratic campaign in the fall.
I'm anxious to bring it home to you that the world is no longer county size, no longer state size, no longer nation size. It's one world, as Wilkie said. It's a world in which we must all get along. And it's my opinion that this great republic ought to lead the way. It's my opinion that this great republic ought to do and carry out those ideals of Woodrow Wilson and Franklin D. Roosevelt. It's my privilege to be present at the signing of the charter in San Francisco, which is the first step toward the accomplishment of world peace. Back in 1788, our forefathers wrote a constitution for 13 independent states. They considered that constitution imperfect. They had to go out on a selling program to get enough states to ratify that constitution to put it into effect. One of those 13 states didn't ratify that constitution until it was after it was into effect. We're going to have to ratify this constitution at San Francisco, and I want to see the United States do it first. I'm standing here receiving a degree, a doctor of laws. That means that we live, in this country at least, in an age of law and an age of reason. An age in which we can get along with our neighbors. Now we must do that nationally. It'll be just as easy for nations to get along in a republic of the world as it is for us to get along in the Republic of the United States. Now when Kansas and Colorado have a quarrel over the water in the Arkansas River, they don't call out the National Guard in each state and go to war over it. They bring a suit in the Supreme Court of the United States and abide by the decision. There isn't a reason in the world why we cannot do that internationally. There were two documents signed in San Francisco. One of them was the Charter of the United Nations. The other was the World Court. It required the ratification of both of those charters and the putting of them into effect if we expect to have world peace for the next few generations. That's one of the tasks which has been assigned to me. I'm accepting the responsibility. I'm going to try to carry it out. First, we must win the war with Japan, and we're winning it. Then we must win the peace of the world. And unless we lead the way, there'll be no peace in the world. Again, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this privilege, how much I appreciate the honor. I went to the Kansas City School of Law for 2.5 years. As I told the alumni this afternoon, I might have been able to finish that. Of course, in another 1.5 years, I say I might have been. If it hadn't been for the fact that at that time, I was a public servant here in Jackson County, judge of the county court for the Eastern District, and I had so many people interested in the welfare of the county who wanted to see me that I couldn't study law. Now, I have just about, maybe 1,000 times that many people who are interested in the welfare of the United States. But they have a much more difficult time discussing that with me individually than they did when I was a county judge. So, here I am, on a half-finished course, a doctor of laws, and I sure appreciate it. I just didn't know how easy it was going to be to get that degree. I come back here as President of the United States, and I get the first honorary degree in this university, and that certainly is appreciated by me. You know, when I come to Jackson County, I can't realize that I'm the President of the United States. I feel like I'm just one of your fellow citizens. I see the same faces, and I try to talk to the same people. But you know, there's one thing that I found it impossible to do. And that's to shake hands with and talk to 500,000 people in 3 days. I just can't do it, much to my regret. Now, I wish I could shake hands with everybody here tonight and listen to his tale of woe if he has one, as I used to do. But that's impossible. I just can't do it. I want you to consider that because I've come here and have seen all of you face to face, that I have theoretically shaken hands with every one of you, and you can go home and say that you've done it, if you just give me that. You want me to be physically able to carry out this tremendous task which has devolved upon me. I must be physically able to do that, and I can't possibly see everybody and talk to everybody in Jackson County and then go back to Washington and convince the Senate that they ought to ratify this treaty. I know the Senate because I worked in the Senate for about 10 years. Again, I want to thank you. I can't thank you enough. I don't dare stop and think about it because I just stand up here and shed tears, and that's not what you want to see me do. I do appreciate it more than I can tell you. Thank you very much.
Seated, please.